Welcome back, everybody, to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I'm your other host, Kelly. I almost said Justin.
Yes.
God, thank God. You're... It's Kelly. We're rusty. We were just talking about how rusty we are.
Yeah, we are rusty. It's been a while since we've done one of these instant casts because we just had a new episode of The Walking Dead.
Oh, my God.
Yay. Thank God. It seems like it's been ages and ages ago, but in reality, since we were doing those TWD stories throughout the hiatus, even though we didn't get to do as many as we wanted, it still feels like we've been talking a lot about The Walking Dead, especially as of late. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there.
No, and what greater gift than a brand new episode with the brand new kickoff to the second half of this season? How many ways can we have, you know, like brand new in one season? But we can, a lot.
A lot of them. There was lots of brand new things that happened for the very first time on The Walking Dead show. And before we get into The Walking Dead talk, I just have to, this is a something I want to put out there really quickly.
You're going to tell your girlfriend you love her and all that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, of course, yes. Yes, yes. Baby, I love you. I don't think she listens to this podcast.
Okay, all right.
But no, I wanted to say this was the like perfect Valentine's Day because my girlfriend and I this morning, we went and saw Deadpool. It was absolutely glorious.
All right.
This and is... to top things off with The Walking Dead tonight, I'm just saying. There's a lot of things that Walking Dead fans would love about Deadpool.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so go
Ryan
see
Ryan Reynolds, even though he's scarred up. I don't care.
Yeah, well, you see a lot of Ryan Reynolds in this movie. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Lots of him.
Oh, did they actually show his face? Who cares? I don't, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there was more to see in his face in this movie. But yeah, it was glorious. Perfect Valentine's Day. We get the new Walking Dead tonight. There's so much to talk about in this episode. It was episode 9, of course, all the particulars. It was entitled No Way Out because the group, we thought.
Yeah.
There were so many times that they didn't have a way out.
Oh, I know.
They somehow found a way out. So let's get into it. What did you think about this mid-season premiere?
Okay, let me just say, first couple of minutes when we got back to seeing our group holding hands as they are spread, you know, had the guts on them, and we don't hear Sam say, Mom, Mom, I'm like, okay, bullshit. You know, led me to believe that this is going to go down. And then everything hit the fan, and I cried so much during this episode. It was so intense.
It was very, very intense. Like
I had a lot of feelings.
Yes, there were lots of feelings to be had in this episode, especially if you thought one Alexandra Breckenridge is gorgeous, and you saw her freaking hand get hacked off.
Well, and just that little, you know, itty bitty little memory lane that Rick was walking down, you know, thinking about her beautiful face. And I just feel so, I mean, I love her. She's wonderful. She's so sweet and she's a great actress and I liked having her around. But I liked the idea that Rick was possibly going to get lucky. And they took that away.
They did. They had the little carrot out there and Rick was like, I'm going to grab that carrot.
Oh my God.
And then Sam is getting devoured by those walkers and then you know it was very tough to watch because you see Sam in that conversation that Carol
I know
put in his head that
exactly
just I mean that conversation destroyed him
and that's there was a lot of times, I mean, because Carol's one of my favorite characters, but there was a couple of times in this episode that she didn't come there was not a favorable light shined upon her.
No, there was some article that came out recently, you know, how they always do the pump up the episodes and everything. And I believe it was either Greg Nicotero or Gimple or there was somebody that said that our group are the ones that become the monsters this season.
I can see that.
Yeah. Right now. I know there's a lot of people that love Carol out there, and I'm probably going to get hatred for this, but you're totally right. This episode did not shine a very good light on Carol for numerous things. I mean, least of which is the fact that I mean, she did definitely destroy poor Sam's psyche. I mean, like, yeah. Psychologically, the kid was broken after he had that conversation with Carol, because he looked to Carol as this
like an father. Aunt.
I mean, not like a, I mean, yeah.
Like a favorite aunt.
Yeah, he looked at her. I mean, he like, revered her.
Yeah.
He respected her. You know, he definitely thought of her as someone in his life that was, I think, was a positive thing in his life.
Okay, but it's just like professional athletes who say, don't look at me to be a role model. I didn't ask you
do
that. And she had just gone through that whole thing with, you know, the two girls and having to kill one of them, you know, in addition, it hadn't been all that long when, you know, Sophie died. So, you know, she's messed up.
No, I definitely think that. I think that that's... For a long time there, I kind of thought Carol's story arc had kind of played itself completely out, and I kept wondering, okay, what can they do next? What can they do next? I put that video out there, and during season 6A,
right,
before we really saw anything that went down, I think it was actually before season 6 started, and it was like, is Carol becoming the villain? Because, you know, we got that trailer and she's mowing people down in the street. And I made that video of like, okay, how crazy would it be if Carol became the villain?
Right.
Because even in this episode, whenever she killed the W guy, W Walker guy, you could see in her face, she was like, shit, did I just do something that... She could see that something was not right there with the way that Denise reacted.
Well, of course, she did what any one of us, we all would have made that exact same mistake. So we can't blame her.
No,
we
would have killed her. No, I don't blame her. I definitely don't blame her for shooting the guy. I mean, the guy was evil. Carol would have never known what was going on. The fact that he had kind of redeemed himself. And that was, to me, I know that the episode was nuts.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the craziest balls-to-the-wall Walking Dead episodes we've ever got. But for me, like, two of the most interesting storylines that came out of this are definitely, like, the W guy. Like, whether or not did he redeem himself? Was he trying to be selfish? And
or
the fact that he's freaking Australian. Oh, yeah, selfless. Yeah. That he was trying to be selfish in the sense that he wanted to keep Denise for himself.
Right.
That's why I was saying he's being selfish. Right. But
well, and then was he selfless because he went back and saved her?
Yes. Yes. You're right.
I will say I did not get to watch too much of The Talking Dead, but man, he looks good. He was cute without that W on his head and his teeth brushed.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have those dirty ass teeth.
He doesn't have gross teeth. Who knew?
Yeah. Who would have guessed that he didn't have gross teeth? But an Australian accent.
Oh, I see. I didn't get to hear that. I can't wait. Yeah, I've got it double recorded just in case. So there we go.
There's going to be a lot more ladies tomorrow. They're going to be like,
oh, dang. Why'd we kill him? And we never got a name for the dude, ever. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. But, okay, so, you know, moving on from the whole Carol mess, what did you think about Rick's decision to let Father Gabriel take Judith back to the church?
My girlfriend was like screaming. She's like, what the hell's going on with Rick? He's like, she says, I think she said exactly, did he take 5 Xanax or something this morning?
I know.
Yeah, that was insane. There's a book I'm reading right now, and it's The Psychology of the Walking Dead, and it's by, I believe his name is Travis Langley. And it's a glorious book. I'm only about 70 or so pages into it. And that's one of the things that always comes up in our conversations of consistency amongst our characters in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
How when they do things that we think are not consistent with their previous actions and we get all pissed off about it.
Yeah.
And the book basically tells us, I mean, that we're stupid for thinking that way.
Really?
Which at first I was like, no, I hate inconsistent characters. This is, you know, you're wrong, book. But the more I'm reading this book, the more I'm realizing the fact that our characters are in the zombie apocalypse.
Right, of course.
Not see any consistency in their actions. It's all about reactions.
Okay.
The fastest ones that they can make. I'm not doing the book justice by explaining.
No. You are, and it sounds interesting, and I want you to text it to me so I can read it as well, because that's a post-apocalyptic book that I have not put on my list.
It's all about like essays and stuff. It's like case studies on characters in the book or
awesome.
in the show and stuff. Yeah, it's amazing. I'm loving it so far. I'd highly recommend it.
We had just, it was just like the day before when Rick told, Gabriel, no, you can't go out here and help us. And so, just the idea of him handing over his baby.
And ripped his signs down and everything.
Yeah, exactly. and I also thought that if he was going to take Judith back to the church, they should have taken Sam as well, because obviously Sam wasn't, they knew he wasn't going to handle this well, but apparently they hadn't read the comic book, so they didn't know what was going to happen.
Apparently the show writers and runners did not want Rick to get any booty.
Nope.
They're like, nah, Sam, you can stay. That was such a crazy scene, though. I wrote it down, and it's Sam goes nuts. He gets eaten. Jesse can't handle seeing Sam getting eaten. She gets ate. Ron loses his shit at the sight of seeing Rick hang Jesse's hand off of Carl's hand.
Yeah.
Tries to shoot Carl. Sean stabs him through the chest. Ron goes off. Gun goes off. And as he's stabbed and he shoots Carl in the eye. That sequence, my notes are terrible.
Well, can I add one little note to it?
Yeah.
There goes the whole Porch Dick family.
I know.
That's what I put.
Yeah, Porch Dicks are no more.
Oh, it was insane. I was very surprised. Michonne, skewering him through the chest.
Epic.
That was unbelievable.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either, and it was great. That was great.
Yes. Tana came in clutch.
Yeah. And one of the things, because I always do the story sync on AMC's website.
You're watching it. Is it hard?
It's a little difficult when you're trying to take notes and pay attention to the show and, because you're going to podcast afterwards. So that part's, going to be a little tough. This time it wasn't as tough because they didn't put a whole lot of facts and figures in there. But I did want to say, one of the first things they say is, which survivor are you? Find out by answering the questions. I answered them where I am Rick. So I'm just saying, which means I'm insane and I can't get laid. But one of the things that, you were supposed to predict who was going to kill the most walkers in this one. I said Rick would. I was right. 39 plus walker kills for Rick. There was 177 plus walkers that they counted killed in this episode. So it was epic.
Well, technically, would Daryl have killed more because he was the one that shot the RPG and made the lake of fire?
Well, I don't know. You're,
how does
you're
that
being
not count?
Freaking nitpicky now.
I know, exactly.
You must
I'm
be
that,
a...
I'm that guy that everybody's like, shut up.
Yeah, really. Screw
Rick's
you.
The best. No, Rick went straight up ham on those walkers.
I don't even know what ham is, but I'm assuming that must mean ape shit.
Tell me what you think it means.
Okay, ham.
It's three words.
I have no idea. Handled it amazingly, mom. There we go. I have no idea. What is it?
You said, what did you say?
I said, handle it amazingly, mom.
Yes. handled it as good as mom did.
Yes.
That's how you handle it. No, it's hard as a motherfucker.
Oh, I like that even better.
Yeah. So, he definitely went ham. And for comic book readers out there, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I don't know exactly. And I know it wouldn't be the exact thing from the comic books. It's not going to be panel for panel, obviously, because it was a different character. But I totally felt that this moment that Rick, when Rick goes out of there, outside of the house, he's got the hacks or the axe, mm-hmm. and he's just going to destroy the crap out of these walkers. There's a moment in the comic books where Tyrese goes nuts and he goes into the basketball court and just beats the shit out of walkers with his hammer. And it totally, because we never got that. I guess we technically sort of got that moment whenever he
kind of
he
sort
went
of.
Out. It was not as good as the comic book moment. It was kind of more like stupidity, I thought. With the, I mean, not that Rick's wasn't stupid either.
Yeah, but Tyrese's moment in the show was he wanted to commit suicide.
Yes, yeah, he wanted to end his life. Yeah, in which in the comic books it was kind of. You could read into it as well that he wanted in his life because there was somebody that got killed that he, you know, was doing some things with.
And some stuff.
Yeah, and some stuff.
Some things.
But that moment kind of felt reminiscent of Tyrese's, like, moment where he goes nuts on the walkers. But it was such a badass moment, and I loved it whenever you saw the rest of the group. They came out there and were helping Rick out,
now,
destroying
that
those walkers.
Well, and again, that was, you know, I had already, you know, broke down crying for Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Jesse. Well, and then, I mean, then we went to Carl, and I mean, I'm literally just boo-hooing, and I'm just...
You're an emotional wreck, huh?
I am an emotional wreck. And then he goes out there, and he's going crazy, and then the whole town goes out to help him. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I can't take the feelings. But that there was one just... scene that it seemed very comic bookish to me.
Yeah,
you just see the, you know, face after face after
the
face.
Montage.
Yes. Oh my God, that was awesome.
It was pretty cool. It kind of took me out of the moment a little bit for me.
It was freaking amazing. You're sick.
But no, I mean, it's going to be really, really awesome when people put that as a Vine or an Instagram video or a Facebook video because. No, it was super cool. It was just, I was like, it just took me a little bit out of the moment. I'm being nitpicky for sure.
Yeah, you so are, because there were zombies walking around.
That was the one reason why this episode was so badass, though, because of, it was just, like I said earlier, balls to the wall action, because there were some weird things in this episode. There were definitely some inconsistencies and some weird editing work that they did with this episode, like you were talking about the Sam thing, how we left off in the mid-season finale with Sam saying, Mom.
Yeah,
Mom.
Just as soon as they get out of the house.
Yeah, that was weird. And then how we opened the episode was weird because we saw those first 2 minutes, and then it went to commercial break, and then it came back, and then it was like really quick cuts of those first 2 minutes all over again.
Yeah.
That was weird, but... Yeah. Those were small, very.
And why
very
couldn't
small
Maggie
pieces,
get down by herself? Why did Enid have to go get her? Now that's, I'm sorry. Now that's nitpicky.
Well,
and it's all your fault.
Were all under there.
Okay. Yeah.
And Glenn had to get him away, and I thought those bastards were going to kill Glenn off again.
Oh no!
Then I was crying.
I went straight into super sob. I mean, yeah. Snot was coming out of my nose.
I thought he would. I was like, no, Glenn.
Are you kidding me? Freaking bastards. I hate you so much.
Oh, I would. The hatred, the salt, the anger, it would have all been super real had they killed off Glenn. Because I literally told my girlfriend as we're watching, I was like, this is bullshit. I was like, this is how he's going to die over here. He's going to die over here trying to shoot his little gun off and try to get the walkers away from Maggie. And Maggie's
watch him die. You know, here she's got his baby up in her belly.
Yeah.
And he, you know, thank God for Sasha and for Abe.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, and plus Abe with his millions of, this episode had so many catchphrases I couldn't even write
them down. No, I think that's for, you know, our midweek.
Yeah. Our top three and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we'll get into it once we watch the episode again, but just your initial thoughts, your initial reaction, I'm not going to stick to this if you watch the episode again and you feel differently, but how you feel right now after watching the episode, is this one of your favorite / the best mid-season premieres that we've ever seen with The Walking Dead?
This is one of my favorite episodes of The Walking Dead, period.
Wow.
I mean, because there's been times in The Walking Dead when I've cried for, you know, like when Dale died, or, you know, the whole, you know, we've talked about this before with Shane and Rick and Lori. Oh, God, when she died. I guess everybody, when people die. But this one, I mean, I cried because I was just, there was just so much.
Yeah.
I mean, this was an extended cry, and it so this was, to me, this was one of the best ever. So what about you?
I don't think I can disagree. It was so much fun watching this episode. It was just, it was super tense. This episode had everything. I mean, it had all of the really cool psychological, you know, I'm trying to think of the right terminology.
Well, I mean, you know, it kept us tense. You know, yeah. Are they going to kill them off? Like, you know, Denise, we knew Denise was a goner.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I wasn't even talking about just the psychological part of being like tense and fear and all that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about the fact of the differences in people's behaviors and stuff and how they were dealing with what was going on and just how, I don't know. It's so much fun to think about the Walker, the W guy for me. I like, that was one of my main points that I loved about the episode was just his transformation, or maybe it wasn't his transformation. Who knows? And I love the fact that you can have a discussion on it either way. So
we can talk about this guy for a really long period of time.
Exactly. With the action and stuff, mm-hmm. it was incredible.
No, I mean, with the W guy himself.
Yeah.
I'd like to have lunch with you and discuss this, Justin.
Okay, yes. We'll have lunch over the internet.
Over Skype.
Yeah, and exactly. Discuss it. The Skype lunch. Yeah, it was great. And I love the opening scene, you know, after the first 4 minutes that we got last week, them exploding Negan's guy.
Oh, that was so great. Yeah, that was so awesome. Yeah. That really swishy bad guy, his head just sitting there. He was so swishy, wasn't he?
He was. He was. He. I mean, he exploded real good.
So, it was just great.
Yeah, I love seeing them explode. It was fantastic. No, I don't even know what else to say other than this episode was. It was great. I'm interested to see how I'll feel about it after watching it, you know, one to two more times before we do our full on deep dive. We want to get all of your reactions, though. That's what's going to make next episode even better for us, is if we get to, you know, read some of your comments. We'll read them on the podcast. We'll discuss them.
We know you're out of the habit, but it's okay. Let's get back into our habit.
Yeah, let's get back into that habit. Yeah. And let us know what you thought of the episode. I think we both give it multiple Anderson hand or Jesse hands thumbs up. So she doesn't have any more.
No, she's only has one. So and five Carl, is all you can go.
What is which eye did Carl lose?
He lost the right eye.
Okay, and we give it at least three or four Carl right eye winks.
Yeah. Oh God.
Because he can't do it anymore.
Oh, so sad.
All right. Well, I think that's it. I mean, I want to watch this episode again. Yeah, it was a blast watching it. I'm excited to go watch The Talking Dead and hear more of W guy talking his Australian accent. And
oh, like, God, me too.
Super. He's like super deep and intelligent, and you know, I was just totally not expecting that.
His teeth are so clean.
Yes, his teeth are super white now. I don't have to look at him and be like, ah, dude, you got, I know, something. How does, I'm like, what?
I know, right there, right? There. Right in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. well, definitely send us all your comments. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can tweet us your comments. It's The Walking Naked on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook page. It's The Walking Naked on Facebook. It's very easy to find us. Just search The Walking Naked. And we want to hear all of your thoughts, reactions, what's going to happen next on The Walking Dead. Let us know all of those cool things.
Awesome. Happy Valentine's Day, kids.
Yes. Hopefully you're...
I don't want to talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Doing things.
No, don't talk. It's stuff and things. Are we going to say stuff and things?
Hopefully you didn't lose your loved one like Rick did, and you actually used some
so
stuff
sad.
And things on
he
Valentine's
Day.
Had that
Victoria's Secret bag for her with those special little panties. She's never going to get to wear them.
He's got his chocolates and his edible underwear.
Yep. You know what, Rick? I'll take care of that for you. Bring him on over.
Yeah, I think we've got somebody new you can hang out with in the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about her having Sam around.
No. Just... And you know what? If they bite Justin, whatever. Take him.
You're like,
I keep this cramping Sam's my style.
Still, but Rick's over there still. I think I'm going to see you later, Justin. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, make sure you hit that subscribe button. We will be back later on this week to fully discuss the episode. So, all right, thanks so much for listening, and have a fantastic rest of your week.
Bye, kids.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.